نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1442 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Majlisul Aqsa al-Mubarak, and 99% of the countries throughout the world. And remember that this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, there is consensus among the ulama of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It is the month in which year in which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Wafatun Nabi alayhi salatu salam took place, the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, the hijrah and the migration also took place during this month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Last night in Stenga, I touched on Irahasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the extraordinary events that occurred prior to the Mubarak Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to the Mubarak auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Tonight we will defocus and speak about the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam itself and related issues. So what had happened prior to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's auspicious birth, we find that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father had already passed away at the age of 25 and he's buried there in Madinah Munawwara. And if you go to Madinah Munawwara and you ask the old people where is Darun Nabigha, so in that area there Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable father is buried and he passed away in that area. Regarding Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable mother, the hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim Ibn Hibban Mustad Ahmad, and it is an authentic hadith. وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ, that while she was in that state of gestation, expecting the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable mother, would see noor, radiance, effulgence emanating from her. And remember, she could see while she was in Makkah Mukarramah, that she would see the Qusur and the palaces there in the Levant in Sham. That alludes and refers to Palestine, Jordan, Syria and Lebanon. So all this falls under the category of Irhasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the extraordinary events. Likewise, we must remember when we go to Makkah Mukarrama, then you go to the cemetery, the graveyard, and the graveyard is called Mu'alla. And that area where the graveyard, where our honorable mother, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is buried, that area is called a Hajun. So that night, prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that the jinnat, they had assembled. And they were already so elated and delighted, and they were reading poetry, the jinnat. And what did they say? If only we knew the Arabic language, then we will understand. Hafiz and Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah has mentioned this in Al-Wafa bi Ahwal al-Mustafa, famous book regarding the history and seerah mubarakah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the ending of the poetry they said, Akrim bi mawludin wa akrim bi walidi. O Ummah, the Habib of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is coming. The arrival is imminent. So what must you do? You must honor this honorable, most beloved, most precious creation of Almighty Allah. You must show honor and respect. And not only to him, the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but to his honorable parents as well. When you study Tabarani, Allama Imam Tabarani has written that on that night, when Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to take place, then Uthman bin Abil As radiallahu ta'ala who states, that I looked at the sky and I could see the stars, that they were changing, and as though as they were all falling down and going into sajda, and it was so many of them, thousands, I even feared, لَتَقَعَنَ عَلَيَّا, that I even feared some of them will even fall upon me. Go open and see Tabarani's Kitab, the Mu'jam. So everything which we will mention, we'll give you the references, insha'Allah. So all this, remember, occurs just prior to the Mubarak Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my brothers, we need to answer all these questions. Where was Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak Milad? Where did it occur? What time did it occur? And remember, which date did it occur? So all these discussions we'll give you. We say, Wulidan Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Amal Fil. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak Milad took place in the year of the elephant. 55 days prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you all know the incident. Abraha came with his huge, huge elephants. All Almighty Allah used the tiny little birds to decimate, demolish, and totally humiliate them. So that also was part of the Irhasat. Where exactly was Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak? In Shi'be Bani Hashim. So remember all these notes. Shib refers to a gorge, and we had clans and tribes, and Hashim, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name Nami and Ismigrami, honorable name Muhammad Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, father Hazrat Abdullah, grandfather Abdul Muttalib, great grandfather Hashim. Hashim lies buried there in Gaza in Palestine. He is called Hashim. Why? Because he was the trustee and the custodian of the Baytullah. When the people would come for Hajj and Umrah, this was from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time, he would prepare the bread, he would prepare the naan. And that time, that portfolio was called, remember, Rifada, that they would feed the Hujjaj and the Zaireen and the guests and the visitors free of charge, hence the name of Hashim. And where is he buried? He's buried there in Gaza in Palestine. Nevertheless, so you find that this gorge, that area was named after him. So Wulidan Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that fi shi'bi bani Hashim, that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place in the gorge, in the place where that is called Banu Hashim. That's one. Second one, what time exactly did Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take place? When you study even the calendar now, you will find that it was on the 20th of April, and the year was 571, Gregorian calendar. And it's easy, you can look at the Taqweem. Taqweem is the perpetual calendar. And you will find that Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak Milad took place between 436 and 440. So remember, 436, 440, on that time, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa Mubarak Milad took place. Why? Subah Kazib had just ended, and that is your suhoor time, tahajjud time. And Fajr time, Subah Sadiq has just started to show humanity and posterity that the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is coming with a message of nur, radiance and effulgence. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala selected the best time. And the best time was Subah Sadiq time. The message to humanity and creation, that the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Allah, not elected by people, is a message of nur, radiance and effulgence. And open Surah 14 verse 1 and see. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Ya Nabi Allah alayhi salatu salam, what is your function and duty? You need to take the people out from the various darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur and radiance and effulgence of Islam. That is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah's message. Remember, take the people out from the darknesses and bring to them the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's message. So we got the exact place, we got the exact time, and now you must remember the exact date. I gave you the Gregorian calendar, 20th April, and the year 571. Islamically, the people who wrote the Seerah Mubarakah and the history of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of them in the olden days was Ibn Ishaq. He said it was on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, and tonight is 12th Rabiul Awwal. And likewise, if you want to study the Ahadith compilations, Mustadrak Hakim, Abu Abdullah Hakim is one of the few people in the world that he received the title of Hakim. Now this is Hadith terminology. Today when a person is Quran Hafiz, we say Hafiz for the boy, Hafiza for the girl. But very few people in the world, today you will hardly find anybody. But in the good old days, you would call them Hafizul Hadith. Today, if a person knows 5,000, 10,000 ahadith, they will say it's hafiz. But in the good old days, it was much more. So he was one of those people, Abu Abdullah Hakim Nisapuri. So from Nisapur, rahimahullah, that he wrote this book called Mustadrak Hakim. And in there it is mentioned, remember, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. So therefore we accept that and we say that is the date, and Almighty Allah knows best. So we gave you the date as well now. Now the question arises, what exactly happened? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable mother is now preparing herself. She has to give birth to Rahmatul Alameen alayhi salatu wasalam. And remember, I want to mention this and understand what I am saying. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe it is the greatest event in history, from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam until the day of justice, till the day of judgment. This event, this incident of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival and Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the greatest event and incident in humankind's history. Understand that. And that is our belief. So we go on. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak takes place there. Remember in Makkah Mukarramah, in the Shi'b Bani Hashim. Who is there? So you must remember Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab's name is Abdul Uzza. Uzza is the name of the idol. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى. So the slave of the idol. They would keep all these type of names. Obviously it's not permissible. But at that time for them everything was permissible. So he has, you must remember, the slave, female. And her name is Suwaiba. So when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable Milad and Mubarak birth takes place, auspicious birth, she is elated and delighted and she rushes to her master, who? Abu Lahab. And she says that, mashallah, addition in the family, addition in the family. Abu Lahab, Abdul Uzza, points towards her like this with his index finger and thumb and says, you brought Bisharat and Bushra, glad tidings to me. Go, I emancipate you and liberate you. I give you your freedom. Go open Bukhari Sharif. Listen carefully what I'm saying. Go open Bukhari Sharif and see. Abu Lahab, if you know the history, I'll just digress for a moment. It is the second year of the Hijrah. It is the month of Ramadan, 17th Ramadan, Friday. So the battle, the Ma'arika, takes place of Badr. And remember, the enemies, Abu Jahl was the leader. When they left Makkah, they were so proud, arrogant. They already brought their wine and swine. They already brought the women. And their rejoicing victory songs were already being sung already. That who are these people to come and challenge us? We are the superpower. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Do not be like those people who left their homes, Makkah, with pride, arrogance and haughtiness. We all know what happened. 313 Sahaba, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember they defeated Abu Jahl and his people, 70 of them dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, 70 taken as captives, and Abu Jahl on that day remember dispatched to Jahannam. Regarding Abu Jahl, I'll come to just now. After that, Abu Lahab is here in Makkah. And now he could not believe that we, a superpower, we humiliated, defeated, and 70 of our people died in death, took them straight to Jahannam. So few weeks after that, he also dies in Makkah. This is Abu Lahab. Lo and behold, in Bukhari Sharif it's mentioned, this is the incident you should know. They saw him in a dream, and they asked him, Ya Aba Lahab, how are you faring? He said, I'm in a terrible condition. He must be in a terrible condition. Quran says, Sayasla naran dhata lahab. You know why he was called Abu Lahab? Night time, if you looked at him, when obviously they didn't have all these facilities that we have, you could see the brightness and the handsomeness of his face. Abu Lahab, the father of flame, regarding his jamal and beauty. But Allah says, Abu Lahab is going into the lahab. Sayasla naran dhata lahab. That you, Abu Lahab, your resting place is straight into the flames of the fire. So this is Quran. We all know the surah. So he says, but one thing, Monday comes, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, out of his benevolence, grace and mercy, between my index finger, and this is in Bukhari Sharif, and yea, in my thumb, then the water trickles, yea, because on the occasion of the Mubarak Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I emancipated and liberated Thuwayba, that slave of mine. So understand, what lesson do we learn? We, the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Jalla wa Ala states, it is a great bounty that I have conferred upon you. لَقَدَ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. If you know the Arabic language, لَقَد comes for tawkeed and taqeed, which means for emphasis and stress. Definitely, surely, positively, it is the favor and bounty of Almighty Allah which He conferred upon you by sending the last and the final messenger, Khatamul Anbiya, Rahmatulil Alameen, alayhi salatu wasalam, to you. So understand that we need to be happy that we belong to the Ummah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Almighty Allah alludes and refers to this happiness as well. Qul, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grace of Almighty Allah. What is the grace? Allah jalla wa ala gave the greatest miracle to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the Quran Sharif. That constitution is for all time, all places, all circumstances. So that is the Quran Sharif. Because in before that Allah speaks of the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum. So the fadl, remember this, grace, benevolence of Allah is the Quran Sharif. Wa bi rahmatihi, and Allah gave you the mercy, rahmatul lil alameen. Surah 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent to you but the mercy, not to human beings only, but to the entire universe and creation. So when you, Ummah, you have received the Quran Sharif, you have received Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so what should your response and reaction be? قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا. You should be very, very happy. هو خير مما يجمعون. That you must know that Allah gave you Ummah, the Quran Sharif, gave you Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is better and superior and greater than everything of this world put together. If somebody has to ask us, what is the most beloved to you, O Muslim, in creation? You will say, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody asks you, which is your best constitution? Then we go to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We go to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda. When be opening the Quran Sharif, he would kiss it, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda, Amirul Mu'mineen, and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi. This is the constitution of my Allah. So it is an occasion of happiness. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak takes place in the Shi'b Bani Hashim at Subah Sadiq time. And remember, Abu Lahab liberates, emancipates Thuwaybah. Who is Thuwaybah? The first personality to breastfeed Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his honorable mother, Sayyida Amina. The second personality to breastfeed Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the same lady, Thuwaybah. She is the murdi'a, the foster mother of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, Sayyida Halima Saadiya and them came on the scene. Now you look at Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak jasad athar. Remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam jamal. You look at the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's a topic on its own, but I will just mention few to you because of time. We go to the greatest sha'ir, we go to the greatest poet in Islam, and he is Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu an. This is Masjid Nabawi, for example. For him, Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu an, a special minbar and pulpit was placed there. Oh Hassan, you wage war against the mushrikeen and polytheists with your poetry, and you are the master in that. So imagine, for him, he would recite all this poetry. So people came and asked him, oh Hassan, you saw Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam describe the jamal and the beauty, the glory of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us. What did he say? Wa ahsana min kalam taraqattu aynu. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْ كَلَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنُهُ. More handsome than Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam no eye has ever seen. That is what we saw, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْ كَلَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنُهُ وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْ كَلَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. No lady has given birth to any personality more handsome than Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hassan goes on, Wa ahsana min kalam taraqattu aynu, wa ajmala min kalam talidin nisa'u, khuliqda mubarra'an min kulli aybi. And you, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are created free from all defect. You are the most perfect of all Mighty Allah's creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me digress. I'll come to the poetry now. In today's world, we know the Islamophobia. We know the comments made from France. We know the comments made by other countries and so forth. For us as Muslims, this is nothing new. In time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these comments were made already. But we the Ummah, because we don't read the Quran Sharif, therefore we are unaware of it. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is married to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha gives birth, you must remember, to who? To Qasim, the first son. And he passes away in his infancy. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, second son is born. And his name is Abdullah. You know, when our baby children are born, we give them other names as well, out of muhabbat and love. So this Abdullah was given the name Tayyib and Tahir. So Abdullah's other two names are Tayyib, you pure, you Tahir, you pure. He also passes away in his infancy. So what does Abu Jahl say? Do you know Abu Jahl? What was his name? Amr bin Hisham. It's a Wednesday. Today was Wednesday. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, raises his hands by the Baytullah. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to our side or bring Amr bin Hisham to our side. Umar becomes Amirul Mu'mineen. If you go to Makkah today also, and those of you who went in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you will know exactly what I'm speaking about. So you must remember that where Safa is, Mount Safa. On the right-hand side, you must remember there was the house of Arqam. And there was a boat there as well. So you must remember Bab-e Arqam. In that house, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala embraced Islam. And he became the 40th person to embrace Islam. And for the first time in history, remember Sahaba, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua got accepted. Wednesday the dua was recited and made. Thursday Sayyidina Umar comes and embraces Islam. Sahaba in unison, in chorus, start shouting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Today Umar has embraced Islam. Umar is not aduwullah. He's no more the enemy of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the one who's radiyallahu anhu arda. Allah is pleased with him. He is pleased with Almighty Allah. What happens to Abu Jahl? You remember I told you I'll come back? So see, go read Surah Dukhan, chapter 44. He said and used the word which the enemies are using today. He said, نقل كفر كفر نباشد نقل الكفر ليس بكافرين. I'm telling you what he said. He said, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. No one will know Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he does not have male progeny. He does not have sons all passing away in infancy. He's abtar. Abtar means cut off. That meaning that no one will know, Allah forbid. Allah comes to the defense of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. The one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, huwal abtar, he is cut off, he'll be crushed, he'll be decimated, and he will be humiliated. How humiliated? See Surah 44, Surah Dukhan, the last ruku. I just read 2-3 verses from there. Inna shajarat al-zakum ta'amul asim. So remember the pungent tree, the zakum tree, like a poisonous tree. This is the food for him, Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham. He used to walk around the gullies and alleys of Makkah with pride and pomp and glory. And used to say, Anal Azizul Kareem. I am the powerful one. I am the superpower. I am the generous one. Who's there to challenge me? This was Abu Jahl in his prime. Allah humiliates him. How dare you speak against Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now today, zuk, taste you Abu Jahl. Direct address to him. Innaka antal azizul kareem. Remember what you used to say in that Makkah, where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam honorable milad and birth took place. You used to say, you Azizul Kareem, you are powerful, you are Kareem. Nay, you are the worst of the worst, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of the best. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak, and we made you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of the best. For him, Almighty Allah humiliated him. Because of his utterances and defiance of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? Allah jalla wala says, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. And we elevated your Mubarak Nami Nami, your Isme Grami, your Mubarak blessed name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How? Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name, Allah jalla wala's name is taken, la ilaha illallah. Zukirta ma'i, then your name also is mentioned. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Just now you will hear the adhan. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Thereafter, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions his name. Ati'ullah wa ati'ur Rasul. Ati'ullah wa Rasul. You will not find a single verse in the Quran where obedience to Almighty Allah is mentioned and thereafter Rasul is not mentioned. Imagine how Almighty Allah elevated Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes place on 12 Rabiul Awal, Monday, between 435, 440 day in Makkah. The Jamalun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining to you, wa ahsana min kalam tara qattu aynu wa ajmala min kalam talidin nisa'u khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi ka annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. It is as though you, ya Nabi Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you created and you made your own structure as though as you formed it as you wanted, ya Nabi Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine how he, Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, praises Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go on. The problem with us, we will go to madrasa, we just learn, and then three quarter we forget everything. When I went to Iran, 2013, so remember I visited a place called Shiraz, and a beautiful city it is. There is a great poet, he's buried there. I went to his Mazar Mubarak. And we teach his books in our Darulum, but nowadays most of the books are taken out because it's Farsi and Persian. But he was a master of the Persian language. He was a master of the Arabic language. Now he, Sheikh Saadi Rahimahullah, he wants to compose and compile a poem in praise of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So remember, if you know what is poetry, you get inspired, you know. Therefore, they walk around here, there, and all that, and they look at things, and they get inspired. Sometimes, you must remember, they write things which me and you cannot even understand. But let's see what Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah, had to say. So, you must remember that he's compiling this poem. And he writes, Balagal ula bikamalihi. Balagal ula bikamalihi. And he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reached the highest of highest stages. What is kamal? What is kamal? Kamal is that the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salam, the noble character of the Master alayhi salatu salam, he never conquered only the land and the sand. He conquered the hearts and the minds of people. And therefore people who'd come into Islam in droves and droves, yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja, took place. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله. He removed the darknesses in which people were groping in with his jamal and his beauty and his glory. Remember, if you speak about Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's handsomeness and beauty, so yeah, he is describing the jamal and the beauty and handsomeness of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not an ordinary human being. Get that out of your head. He's not an ordinary human being. Remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you go outside, you find a stone. You go to the jewelry shop, you find the diamond stone. You go to Hajar al-Aswad, you find the black stone. Can you say all the stones are equal? Nay. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outwardly is human, but remember it's Noor, and the message of Noor is spreading. And Quran speaks of this. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. And Allah made the sun, the Noor, the Siraj. But for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Allah said? وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And this is what France, this is what America, this is what Britain, and all the enemies of Islam and Muslim India, they cannot tolerate. Why is the Noor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message still spreading today in all parts of the world? How come people are embracing Islam? Just go into the demographics and see that today, you go Google it and see. That you go to America, go to Britain, go Europe, go here, go there. We've been to all these places with Allah's help. And you will see that majority of the people embracing Islam are the females. They fed up of their own culture of wine, dine and swine, and Adam and Eve and Adam and Steve business. They want a natural home. And the natural home is the Nurani message of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Siraj Munira in practical fitness. So let's come back to Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah of Iran. And what does he say? بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله. And the greatest attributes, qualities, Allah Jalla Wala granted and conferred upon him, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the poet needs to be inspired. There he stops. He can't go any further. The pen stops, the mind stops, everything stops. And he is stopped till there. What do I do? Now you know when you're busy with the project and you cannot come right. So that really agitates you. You can't go further. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَ الْجَمِيءُ خِصَالِهِ. He sleeps at night after Isha. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in his ru'ya, in his dream. And says, O Saadi, why don't you put the last verse? Swallu alayhi wa alihi. That send salawat and durood sharif upon Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the followers of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, brothers, how they praise Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jamal and his handsomeness and so forth. Quickly we go on. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our qari sahab read just now. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. When I'm in Palestine in these areas, I have to go to the Darul Aitam and to address the orphans. I address them and say, oh my children, kana khair al makhluki yatima, kana khair al bashari yatima. Allah jalla wala wants to show you, oh yatim. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْيَتِيمِ. Do you know who's a yatim in Islam, my brothers? مَنْ مَاتَ أَبُوهُ. That daughter, that son, whose father passed away. The mother can still be alive, and you are still a minor. Once you obtain and attain the age of puberty, hadith in Sahih Muslim, وَلَا يُتْمَ بَعْدَ إِحْتِلَامِ. Then after age of puberty and maturity, you can no more classify it as a yatim. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah made it such part of the divine wisdom. فَلِلَّهِ الْحِكْمَةُ الْبَالِغَةِ. That Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was yatim. To show this ummah, me and you, the time will come and look. Whether we agree, don't agree, that's your business. Give credit where credit is due. You go to Turkey today and go see not one, not two, over 2 million people, refugees. Thousands, you must remember, of Yatama. They, the Turkish government, I got nothing to do with them. But what is facts, we have to speak. You must remember, they got all these Yatama and orphans and children from Syria and other parts. And they said, these are our children. Who is the best person? The Sahabi came, Ya Nabi Allah, hadith in Tirmidhi. Inni ajidu fi qalbi al-qaswa ya Rasulullah. In my heart, I find hardness and harshness. You, Nabiullah, you rahmatul alameen, you speak, but my heart can still not melt. Prophetic advice, hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, imsah yadaka ala ra'asil yateem. Go and put your hand on the head of that orphan, of the child there. Me and you. Okay, let's get you on. So you must remember that about Yatama to show us a lesson for humanity and the progeny of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So imsah yadaka ala ra'asil yatim. Put your hand on the head of the orphan. It's very easy, my brothers, that when we see the Palestinian child with his handsomeness and sadness in his eyes, then we put our hand. It's very easy to see the blonde hair and the green eyes of the child in Bosnia. What about our yatama, the African children here? When last our maid who's working for us and her father passed away, he's gone, history, geography, nobody knows. So who is going to put the hand on that African child's head? You see? Now you'll get the lesson just now. Imsah yadaka ala ra'sil yatim wa at'imil masakin. And you go to the poor and you feed them. Then your heart will start melting. Prophetic advice. So remember this, that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam yatim, to teach every yatim. And I cry, they cry, and we say, no, we will liberate Palestine. So you must remember this. A Muslim can never be negative. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa, and in front, wa wajadaka a'ilan fa'aghana. That he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was born, the Milad Mubarak, in a poor household materially. Money, there wasn't much. But Allah says, I'm going to make you the best of the best. So when the ladies came, if you go to Taif and beyond Taif you go, there you must remember Halima Sa'diya, the Banu Sa'ad tribe. So they came from there. She says herself, then nobody wanted to take yatim. They said, we will not get the money. Annasu malu ila man indahu malu. Wa man la indahu malu. Fa anhu annasu malu. Where the money is, the people will go. Where the money is, not the rokra na won takir vaneba. You see, when I spoke Mehman there, for those who don't know what's happening now. So you must remember, where the cash is not there, then who will go there? So Allah selected Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiallahu anha. She said, I will take this baby, honorable baby, Mubarak baby. She says, my bosom was hardly any milk in supply. When I took Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and just carried him, I felt myself that my bosom became filled with the milk already. She says, when we were going now and returning, so my camel was going and overtaking everybody. The people asked, oh Halima and her husband, have you changed your markab? Have you changed your means of conveyance and transport? They said, no. The transport and means of conveyance is the same. The rakib is different. We have an extra and we have a yatim. And that yatim, inna lahu la sha'an. At that time already she realized, she said that this baby, Mubarak baby, blessed baby, yatim, so he has a superior and exalted rank and status. That is Sayyida Halima Sa'diya. Go on. Then we find, وَوَجَدَكَ آئِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Allah enriched Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the best. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother wants to visit her family there in Medina Munawwara. Return journey between Makkah and Medina, a place called Abwa. So there Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable mother, passes away. Oh Ummah, you know your history of South Africa, you know the minority apartheid regime, you know all that. How come you never took lesson from Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable father passed away already qabl al milad, before the honorable birth. Father, mother passes away, mother passes away at the age of 6. Now what? Who is going to take care of the greatest yatim, the greatest of Allah's creation? The African lady. Who is the African lady? Her name is Baraka. Her name is Umme Ayman. And subhanallah, she takes Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Nabi Allah, oh yatim, I take care of you. African lady, she brought the master alayhi salatu salam from Abwa right to Makkah Mukarramah. She stayed with Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and brought up Nabi alayhi salam. And when the master alayhi salatu salam would address her subsequently in life, how would he address her? Ummi ba'da ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother. Teach a lesson of rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the entire humanity. Remember, we are not for Africa only. We are not for Asia only. We, our message is for all, and is the best message for all times, all places. Our problem today, we suffer from a complex. And the complex is, white is right and west is the best. Get rid of that. Say, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the best for the east and the west. That is our message to humanity and France and whoever else. Next one, my brothers. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Makkah. Comes back. The people of Makkah, they come to Abu Talib. Abu Talib is the anchor. Ya Abu Talib, you are the trustee. You are the custodian. You are the big shot here. Look at the famine and the drought we are experiencing there. This is in Bukhari Sharif. So do something. What does Abu Talib do? Oh Ummah, make qadr and understand who is Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Talib takes his beloved nephew, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, takes him to the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Let Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he's very, very young, the master alayhi salam, wa alsaqa dhahrahu bil bayt, and then makes his mubarak and blessed body of the master alayhi salam touch the Baytullah, and then he makes the master alayhi salam face the sky, and then he reads, wa qala Abu Talib, open Bukhari Sharif, salatul istisqa, the salat where you beg Allah for rain and water. He says, wa abyada yustasqal ghamamu biwajihi, when the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mubarak countenance is facing the sky, and remember the mubarak body of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is touching the Kaaba Musharrafa, the clouds come and it starts raining and pouring. See, Abu Talib realized that this Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my beloved nephew, was, is, will always be the most beloved to Almighty Allah. So remember what is happening today. Our message is straightforward. Inna kafaynaka al-mustazi'een. Allah will take care of any person who tries and belittles and ridicules the Master alayhi salam. To them, you don't know Arabic, so we say, Nubahul kilab la yadurru sahab. Outside you get the dogs barking. Do they harm the clouds? No. So let them bark how much they want to. So you must remember they can never harm Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the message of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That message is going to enter every home. Bi izzi azizin wa zulli zalil. And that is the promise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam will prevail in all parts of the world because Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is who? Is rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my message to you, my brothers, on this occasion of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learn not only in Rabiul Awwal, every day. How many new things we can learn when you want to know your soccer star and cricket star and the film star and shaitan star and all these people, how much you learn about them. So why not we learn about the best of the best, and every day you will pick up something new, inshallah. So we conclude today's talk. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the Capital Group, his honorable father and parents, and we thank all of you and my brothers here who are here. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. So remember, make Siratul Nabi, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam a reality in our life. I travel in many parts of the world, you know, and we just go like this, alhamdulillah. So they ask me, they want to ask about Islam. You hear on the radio today, one non-Muslim lady say, my daughter is getting married, please give her advice. Today. So you must remember, from here, Durban. So when we have the best, tell them, ask whatever you want. We will give you from Quran Sharif. We will give you from the Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam. Because your fitrah, your natural system is waiting for that natural message of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Allah gives us the love for Almighty Allah, the true love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt and the honorable family of Mustafa alayhi salam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله grant us the intercession and سفارش نصیب فرما حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم في قیامت کے روز يا الله اللهم ارزقنا جنة الفردوس يا الله grant us جنة الفردوس يا الله يا الله our near and dear ones who left this world give them جنة الفردوس ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا الله تكرت دا حرمين شريفين اپنا مہمان بنا دے مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مہمان بنا دیجئے یا رب ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین